Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined beside me with the love of my life, the other host of this podcast. Tell them who you are, baby.
I am the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, the first, the heifer, tank, knife brother. Mm-hmm. America's most wanted.
Yes, you are. In so many ways. Oh, you got two sides of the coin this week. Oh, yeah. You'll be able to tell some good stories today.
Yeah.
So if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for joining us. This is a weekly podcast that me and my husband do where we talk about whatever is on our mind, whether it be pop culture, whether it be something going on in our family, something going on in our business. Regardless, you're going to get it.
Absolutely.
We want to send a special thank you to our Patreon that is watching us currently film this live. We call them our immediate family. We also have affectionate names for them. I call them my angel wings, and Marcus calls them
tank riders
or
heifers.
You know, it's all about the love. So if you would like to be a part of this immediate family, you can join our Patreon, which was talked about in the LA Times. They talked about us, y'all. They talked about the tank riders, the angel wings, and the heifers in the LA Times, okay?
All up in the LA Times.
But if you would like to join our Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. We also want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors this episode. We've got Stamps. This is our first time working with them on the podcast, so we're super excited to have them. Every plate in love every.
Love every.
I know. We were struggling before. We were like, is it lovery or love every? It's love every, and we are excited to tell you about both of them. But before we do any of that, we love to start our podcast off with a segment that we like to call In My Feelings. We also have another segment we do called Tanksley Pride. However, our boys are in Kentucky on summer vacation with our family.
This house feels so much bigger.
It does. It's so quiet. It's so crazy. We're pulling their rooms together. So hopefully they will be super excited when they see their rooms. But In My Feelings is what we're going to do. And that is when we talk about what's got us feeling some type of way this week. And what's got us feeling really good.
Yeah.
And Marcus, I feel like you can go ahead and kick us off with both. Because Marcus has got all the stories this week.
Let me tell you something. As some of y'all may know, as a lot of y'all probably know, I like to throw stuff away. Okay, if it's in my way, I chuck it in the trash. We just bought this house. And we got a lot of boxes and a lot of stuff we're getting rid of. We got fixtures and stuff I'm putting up. We got furniture coming in. We got things I'm putting together. A lot of paper is getting thrown out right now. A lot of stuff is getting thrown away. Old fixtures getting thrown away. Anyway, so where Angel goes and films with Kev at this the studio, they have dumpsters, these massive dumpsters. I've rented dumpsters like 3-4 times. I ain't renting no more dumpsters. Actually, like 5 or 6 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to go throw some stuff away. Put it all in back of Angel's truck. We rode up there. Dumped it as usual. I saw the little security guard driving around. He ain't say nothing. I went on and dumped the stuff. Lo and behold, yesterday, an email goes out to all the buildings on this property. This with my picture on it. zoomed in. I'm doing my scour. My what's it called from what's that movie?
You talking about the model
Jumanji?
One?
The Dwayne the Rock. The
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Jumanji.
Yeah, that look. My scour. That's my RBF. That's just the look on my face. Anyway. Y'all saw the picture. Y'all saw the email that went out.
Well, they might not have, so I'm going to make sure they see it. I'm going to find it.
But it basically said this person was in an unauthorized vehicle and was illegally dumping, and fines can be found. You know, this is California state code, blah, blah, blah. If you know this person, please let us know. Look at this picture.
If you are watching the podcast live, which you should be.
Go to the other picture where Kev's punk ass zoomed in on me.
So
he zoomed in, y'all.
He continued to zoom in on my husband's face. Look at what he did to my husband. And then put wanted.
So check this out.
On his face, you guys. You can watch this podcast, FYI.
Yeah, if you're listening, you can definitely watch it on That Chick Angel TV.
Uh-huh.
It goes up, so you'll see all the shenanigans. Anyway, so I found it hilarious. I was laughing. I was rolling. But then I got annoyed.
I got annoyed, I think, before you got annoyed.
No, because you didn't see everything that happened. You didn't see the text thread. You was busy doing stuff. You went back and saw it.
Mm-hmm. You right.
So, I was like, what did I say? All my phone's upstairs.
Yeah, I
said, this is hilarious. You know, we just sitting here laughing about it, texting back and forth. I was like, first of all, number one, what did I say?
You said, baby.
What'd I say?
You said hold number on,
I
got one.
It. I said number one. This is the face of a man who dumps trash wherever he wants. Two, look at my belly post mukbang. Look at my post mukbang belly. That was wrong because it was before the mukbang. your boy needs to work out. Three, the lies they tell. We were in Angel's truck.
So this is the reason why that comment is important. So, because I am an employee of Kev on Stage Studios, I have an actual pass to get in and out of that parking lot. They have my license plate number in the make and model of my car so that they know that I am a monthly parker, and so I have a special place that I'm supposed to park. Also, so they know that when I decide to throw away stuff there, I am supposed to be able to throw away stuff there. So
they don't know Angel by face. They only know people by license plate numbers.
Right. So that day, we were together.
Yeah.
Putting
in
the
her
trash.
Truck.
Yes. So it wasn't as if Marcus showed up by himself and started dumping stuff. We were a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Dumping. It was cardboard.
Angel was throwing trash away with me.
But they waited until they could get a picture of him by himself. Snapped the picture and even said he might know someone that is one of your tenants. So they knew that he was with me.
Yeah.
I said, oh, mm-mm.
But what's funny.
And I know the vehicle. And wait, next time I'm over there on
well,
a
we
Monday
don't know if that's
going to
be the same person.
It don't matter.
The same person.
They still won't get that heat.
Yeah. And what's funny is the day this email went out, I was right back over there in my trunk illegally dumping.
Yes, he was. Next
but
day.
We hadn't seen the email yet.
Trifling. I was like, oh,
yeah,
so they're
no,
just
that
gonna
was dead
lie.
Wrong. That was dead wrong.
I said, watch this. I'm gonna be over there on a Monday evening.
And I got some more stuff we're gonna throw away.
I'm gonna be like, excuse me, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, that was annoying. However, the situation itself is absolutely hilarious.
Okay. So you're wanted by the law. But you're also wanted by less.
Oh, I was excited about the LA Times thing.
Oh, no, I want you to tell them the story of you in the mall because it was riveting.
See, I'm in the mall shopping, getting Angel some more stuff.
Y'all, I forgot it was my birthday. I know it's my birthday coming up, but I forgot
it's
it was
been
my
difficult
birthday.
This year shopping for Angel. Usually I'm pretty good. This year has been a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm in the mall, and this one lady, she's helping me. I'm looking at some stuff, and then I see this other lady who I know is a customer. She comes over with these bags, and she's like, excuse me, sir. I'm like, yeah. She was like, they find you really attractive. I'm like, huh? She was like, I just want to let you know that these women found you really attractive. I'm like, who? So I turned around and it's these two Asian ladies. They're in probably in their late 50s, early 60s. And when I told Angel, I said, these ladies is trying to take your boy down. Because finally they warmed up and decided to talk. And she was like, oh, you have such a... She was just telling me I have a very beautiful spirit and very beautiful smile and I'm so nice. Usually people as attractive as you, they come in here and they're never nice to us, but you're in here smiling. You have such a beautiful soul. I was like, thank you. But that ain't the funny part.
Funny part.
I'm sitting there and I'm looking at some stuff, talking to the lady that's actually helping me because I'm not even in their department. So I'm talking to the lady that's actually helping me and like... The lady that thinks I'm attractive, one of them, she has a phone. It's like a wallet case for her phone. So it like folds open like a book. And I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to, in case you listen, I'm just going to show you what happened. So I glance over. This is her. She's trying to take a picture of me. She goes, so, and then she walks over and starts talking to me again. Anyway, she had this thing up, and I glanced at it. I could hear it slam shut, and then she just walks over and starts talking to me again. But I told Angel, I was like, hey, these ladies trying to take your boy down, Angel.
They were.
Letting you know.
Did you tell them how old they were already?
Yeah, I'm going to throw this acupuncture on you. You ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Fox is getting hit on by 60 and 70-year-old Asian women in the mall.
That's right, vintage. That's what I'm talking about. It's worth something. Marinated, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Seasoned.
Yeah. People like, we all gonna have apartment buildings.
Yeah, I said everybody gonna own something. Call me Oprah.
So that had Marcus. You should have seen him. I was in Sephora getting my eye makeup done for my birthday pictures. And Marcus, I see him in the mall cheesy.
I said, hey, guess what?
I said, they made you feel good,
babe.
Yeah,
I was about to go back over. What y'all having for lunch?
Let's
talk about it.
He's trying to get himself a sugar mama for real. That had me dying. He was too happy. So, I'm going to start off with what had me feeling some kind of way. So, I just got to shoot with Kevin this Monday. Really major shoot. Super excited to do it. Like, oh. Really glad to be in the number, even if the number was because they couldn't get Tabitha, so they had to hire me. It was like, oh, Tab's not available. What about Angel? Is she available? I am. Thank you very much. Praise God. Super excited. It was so last minute. I wasn't able to hire a stylist. I tried to hire Quinn, but she was... not available because she does it on the side. And then I didn't know the woman that I've been wanting to style me now lives in LA. Kevin somehow knew and he booked her instead of me booking her. I was so mad. So anyways, I buy all these outfits and I'm hoping, I'm really hoping that like they work on camera, all this stuff that they work with Kevin's outfits. So, I mean, it was a blessing that she was there because she went in here and paired our outfits together. She had jewelry there and accessorized me and everything. But I also had to hire a makeup artist because one thing I know for certain is that while I can do my face enough to, like, look pretty, I am not the best at, like, a beat. And it's not even the best. I'm not good at doing a beat. I just cannot figure it out, and I don't know if it's the products, and I have so much makeup, and I be trying, but it just don't always go the way I want it to. So anyways, my girlfriend...
We're going to talk about that beat face here when you're done, too.
Okay, my girlfriend, Brescia, was like, yo, I got two people, because Brescia stayed getting her face beat, because she has so many occasions and events she has to do it for. So she has a Rolodex of makeup artists that she likes working with. And I was like, now listen, I don't want nobody that's about to charge me a grand. Like, not doing it.
I could have did it, girl.
I knew you were busy.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't.
No, you were at the top of my list.
I'd have punched the hell out your face,
girl. I already know. I would have been bleeding from my mouth.
Yeah.
So both of her makeup artists that she referred to me were both busy, but one runs a business and was like, I have makeup artists that I'm able to, like, you know, contract out. So she was like, I got somebody. I was like, okay. I said, biggest thing is I'm a black woman and I have natural hair. So I need somebody who can, you know, make sure if my hair is going in 18 million directions that they are able to, like, you know, say something. Don't just have me on camera looking stupid. So the young lady, let me start off with this because I don't want it to sound like I'm dogging this young lady. I'm not, because she was super duper sweet. I mean, beautiful energy, right? Lovely personality. Hopefully she will go far in this business, okay? All of that, yada, yada, yada. There were two major things she did wrong. Like her being a little late at the beginning, I didn't even care because I had to do my hair, so it didn't matter. I was like, girl, that's fine. I was like, as long as you're here by the time I finish my hair, because you're not gonna be able to do my makeup while I'm doing my hair. So she's doing my makeup. She starts and I was like, now you can warm this up, right? Because I look dead. And she was like, girl, trust the process. I promise you. I said, but you got to understand, I hired you blind. I've never seen your work. So no, there's nothing that I can trust right now. Right. I just know I'm going to be paying you at the end of this. So she shows me some of her work and, like, most of her work is not my judge, but it's not that I can say that it's bad or anything. It's really not the style that I would do. You can tell it's styled for the shoot that she was doing it for. Like, it real bright, like blocks of color. Like, that's not me, right? But then she shows me this one that is beautiful. It is a national ad that she did. And when I tell you this thing is flawless, I said, okay, honey, well, let's do this. Okay. I'm here for it. In the makeup she's doing throughout the day, it didn't look bad to me in the mirror. And then I don't think it looked bad to anybody face to face at first. Right. But here's the first thing. I'm going to jump
right here. What is
we're it? We're shooting in this really nice house, damn near a mansion. It's gorgeous. In the back wall between the house in the backyard is all glass. And there's a pool back there. They have beautiful furniture back there. I see she's gone outside and I can see her walking across the backyard. So she's in my eye line because she's like on the other side of the camera, but like outside. And so I'm thinking, now what is my makeup artist doing outside when I'm inside? I'm inside working. Like, you know, when you hire a makeup artist for the day, they're supposed to be looking at your
stuff. Even I know. It's like they look at this monitor to see what you look like on camera. Hell with what your eyes see. What do I see on this camera right here?
Look at my face, right? Look at me, my face. So apparently when she walked across, even though she was behind the camera, her reflection hit something in the behind me so they could see her. So they were like, oh no. And I'm like, she sees me and I'm like, come back inside. Right? And she's like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I was like, you need to stay inside. Okay. And I guess she thought I was joking because she then goes back outside, but instead of crossing cameras, she goes on the other direction. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing outside? So we go to change for our next look. She's not in there, right? So I'm changing my clothes and I'm like, what are you doing? She comes upstairs and she was like, oh my God, it was just so peaceful outside. I fell asleep. Oh, it's just so peaceful. She's telling me that she fell asleep. Telling me, right? I am just, there's no like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have. I mean, you being outside is already an issue because I am inside. If I am inside, then you are inside with me watching my face. So not only are you outside, you are outside asleep, girl. And then you tell me, girl, you should have played that off and been like, I'm so sorry. My mother got shot. We were handling it. She was in the ambulance.
Yeah, my dog done jumped the fence and grabbed the neighbor and drug him down the street. I'm on the phone. Something.
anything.
Girl, somebody was breaking in my car outside. I had to chase them off.
She literally says to me, I was asleep. And I was like, oh, I'm about to mail your butt back from which you came. And I'm going to use stamps when I do it. And we are so thankful to Stamps for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. I was so excited when they asked me if we wanted to work with Stamps on this podcast, because I actually have used Stamps in the past and I use them currently. And let me tell you, I thought that it would be really difficult to use, but it ended up being so easy. Some of my Patreon members might know this. We had did a game night and I had to mail the winners their like what they won. They had won these angel wing pins and water bottles, and I used stamps to be able to do the mailing. So I was like, oh, this is so simple. Like, wait. Well, you know what? Now that everything is returned, well, it's trying to return back to normal, you know what I'm saying? And people are starting to travel and restaurants are coming together. You know, we're all starting to enjoy life's pleasures, like going to the post office, because isn't that pleasurable? Okay. But with stamps, you can actually avoid going to the post office, because let me tell you, the post office workers out here sometimes just don't like to be nice to you. And it's nice to just be able to be at home and get it done. So, mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with real discounted rates from USPS and UPS. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. Stamps.com brings the same U.S. Postal and UPS shipping services right to your computer. They make it easy for small businesses to mail and ship without needing to take a trip to the post office. Print official U.S. postage and shipping labels 24/7 without having to leave your desk or buy fancy equipment. All you need is your computer and a standard printer. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop off, and just that simple. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving nearly 1 million small business owners like you time and money. They offer deals you can't get anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS. And y'all, postage be expensive, especially some of y'all are international. Listen, We got to get the price down as much as possible. And up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. And with their switch and save feature, you can quickly compare carriers to find the best rates every time. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code ARGUE, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage in a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type ARGUE. That's stamps.com, promo code ARGUE. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. So back to this story. So I'm trying to be the utmost professional, because this is somebody I hired. This is somebody I brought into the space. So it was so funny when we were on our last look. I was like, you can go. You can leave. And she was like, oh, no, my bag is still upstairs. Because I was like, I mean, you are not useful to me.
Here with your bag. Leave.
You are not useful to me in this moment if you're not going to actually be, like, watching my face for real, watching me on monitor. So the second thing that ended up being irritating, so my nanny/assistant was with me on set. And I had her doing some BTS. If you all follow me on Instagram, which you should, because I'm very close to 200,000. And Marcus is at 33,000. That Chick Angel on Instagram. He's Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram. But anyways, you would see that Kevin and I were singing the Golden Girls theme song. Anyways, it wasn't until I was swiping through the BTS that I noticed my complexion was way too dark, based off of the makeup look that she did. Like, what, it didn't even look like a real complexion to me. Like, it wasn't the complexion that people be, it's not the color people are. You know what I'm saying? It was just not right. And I did not notice it until I looked at the BTS. So I'm not mad at her about that, because none of us noticed it in real time. But had she been looking at the monitor, I think she would have seen. Listen, Janine said she seen it. I looked, like I said, Kevin, why didn't you tell me that I look like I have been tanning in hell? I was so dark, I did not notice it. Even my assistant was like, I didn't notice it. But also, that is how my assistant be. I didn't notice it.
Yeah. But you looking at that monitor, you would have seen right away.
I was just like, why am I this dark? So that was very irritating. But again, sweet girl, wish her nothing but the best. But I won't be working with her again.
Back on this beat face thing.
Okay, before I get to what's got me feeling good, go ahead. No, you go ahead, baby. All right,
this beat face thing. I ain't into makeup. When Angel wears makeup, I like a light touch.
You like a little light?
I have noticed when I hear her and her friends, and I see people on Instagram and all the social medias, they talking about her face is beat. To me, that just looks like, yeah, your face has been beat. You no longer look like yourself. Because it'd be so extreme. I'm like, just put on a mask. You can put on a Halloween mask, pal. I don't like, you can't go to the DMV for your driver's license and get your picture taken with a beat face. They'd be like, oh, we need the person's ID. We need your ID and return this to the right person. Because it don't look like y'all no more. If it's like, it's like, what? No, that ain't what you look like.
When is one of the moments that you felt like my makeup was too extreme?
I've never seen yours like it.
Too extreme. Well, see, that then when I say beat, it's never past
that
what
one.
I've done.
That one.
Tell me then.
That one. It was a headshot. I think before we started dating, I was like, "Who's this chick?" It looked like is mixed. I thought it was a mixed girl.
Oh, you remember that one,
the black and white one?
Yeah, that wasn't my face. Wasn't beat. They just didn't do my makeup right. I even say then I looked like I got vitiligo. Like all my complexion went away.
Yeah, when y'all be talking about these beat fam, like, oh girl, her face is beat. Like, but what she look like though?
Yeah, so no, I'm not talking about any beat past what I've had in the past. So yeah.
I know you ain't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this whole trend of beating face. Like when I beat the face, spectacular.
Come on, baby.
Punch the hell out of it.
And I look just
come
like
get me. At me. Special events. Know with summer coming up, y'all got these. I do what it do. Go ahead. What's got you feeling good?
I don't know. I already brought up the LA Times. So, you know, that was great to be recognized that Patreon, the actual corporation, decided that they wanted to mention my account.
Yeah.
They said Issa Rae. Then they were like, and you know what? That chick Angel and then two other folk I don't know. I was like, in the PR.
They said the same thing.
They said Issa Rae, some other chick, I don't know.
Two other people and us.
It was just really, you know, a lot of times people just lump me in with Kevin. And not that that's a problem. I understand his brand is, the size of his brand is a lot bigger than mine. However, I do have my own individual brand. So it is nice when it feels like someone is pointing me out for me, especially because I have been working as long as Kevin has in this space. I just haven't had the same amount of success, but also I know why that is. It's not, I have no saltiness about it, but it is still nice to know like, oh, cause, those of you all know who are part of our Patreon, we just celebrated our 1 year, but I started we started our Patreon prior to me officially working for Kev. This was something that me and Marcus had decided months and months before, but it was hard for us to pull the trigger, and we wanted to make sure we could be consistent for you guys.
We did a year of consistency before we decided?
No, it was some months. We wanted to make sure that we could consistently give you all at least the podcast early, because we weren't consistently doing the podcast at all. And then once we got consistent, I was like, okay, now I feel comfortable having a Patreon and building that way, because it was very difficult. We were doing, for the first 4 years of this podcast, we were doing it It was more like a hobby than it was breaking revenue.
It was more like a hobby and felt like a chore.
Yes. Yes.
It was just like a relief when we did, when we both decided we don't feel like doing this. I'd be like, thank God.
Yes.
But it's a different outlook now.
Yes.
So thank y'all for sticking around because we were very inconsistent.
Shantae pointed out something that I did early on because I didn't know how to work Patreon. Things I didn't know what I was doing. We had did game night with Kev, and he was like, you all can share this out with your Patreon.
Oh, I remember.
And instead of sending the YouTube link, I sent her the Zoom link, and that baby girl showed up with a bonnet on.
Oh, she's sitting on the couch, had her bowl of popcorn here. Let's get it started. Hope and dove off the screen.
I said, get off there. I was like, get off there.
We all looked up like,
I said, oh my God. And then the very first thing we made for Patreon, I sent them all the Zoom Yard link instead of the YouTube link. That's how I did not know what we were doing.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
I was adding them to the screen. I was like, well, come on up. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh my God. So many things. there's so many things that I did not know what I was doing. Still don't. Okay. what you laughing at?
That. I remember that.
Oh, it was terrible. It was so terrible.
Poor thing. You just called out in front of all them people.
I said, girl, get out of there. I sent her the longest apology. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I sent you the wrong link. I didn't mean it. Oh my gosh. I think I sent her an Amazon gift card. I felt terrible. I was like, oh no, dear God. Anyway, we will be moving. Go ahead, because it might be for your kids. We'll be moving to the main topic of this podcast. But before that, we are going to go ahead and go to our next sponsor, which is Every Plate. Now, let me tell y'all. Every Plate is the business. You feel me? When it comes to just trying to get your food together and making sure that you have the right things to eat, and then when you're trying to stay in budget, okay, Every Plate is where you want to be. Every Plate is now owned by HelloFresh, and you know we're also huge fans of HelloFresh, but Every Plate makes home cooking easy and affordable and a much cheaper alternative to take out. But it's just as delicious. So, let me tell you a little bit about it. One of the big things is that with Every Plate, you might get confused because, like, it's $1.99. per meal. So you probably thinking, oh no, this ain't gonna taste like nothing. You get the same deliciousness that you would get if you were spending a bunch of money. Okay. Cause they're not here to lower the price and lower the taste. They're going to keep the price low, but you're still going to get that delicious flavor. Their meals come, they're, you know, basically chef inspired. Okay. The Every Plate menu is ever changing. You get about 14 recipes per week featuring a range of flavors and ingredients, so you never get bored. And they're easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients, so you spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food and with family or loved ones. And listen, it's time for you to go ahead and like spruce up your dinner routine. Every Plate is 50% cheaper then a meal made from the grocery store ingredients. So now is the perfect time to focus on saving money easily. Also, like I said, we've had Every Plate. We've used them. This stuff is so good. We were able to tell them that we don't eat beef or pork. And then we didn't have no beef or pork in our meals. Because that's one thing when you have a like restricted diet, you don't want to be wasting your money being sent stuff that you can't eat. Like, that's just pointless. But Every Plate is like, nah, son, don't worry about that. We can do this. We can make this work for you. So this is what we would like you to do. Try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off your next two boxes by going to everyplate.com and entering the promo code
ARGUE199. ARGUE199.
Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
I'm going to tell you one more time because I don't want you to forget, okay? You're going to go to everyplate.com and you're going to enter the promo code
ARGUE199.
So you can get EveryPlate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks. That's up to $100 value. Golly. Y'all go ahead and try EveryPlate. All right. So we're going to go ahead and jump into today's topic.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, baby?
So I was having a discussion with a friend yesterday. Actually, my homegirl, Quinn.
Quinnie.
We was talking, and this is after, because I didn't know Quinn be styling people. So we was talking about that whole thing, and then we just got on the subject of, like, our whole core group of friends out here, particularly in L.A.
Margaret trying to tickle me.
Particularly in L.A., and we were just talking about how our, like, our crew just be doing so much.
And you mean so much in a good way?
So much in a good way. Everybody has their own moves that they're trying to make, careers and business moves and everything. And everybody seems to do so much. Everybody stays busy, consistently busy. Even on the down times, it's like a hustle of trying to do more. And so today's topic, I wanted to talk to Angel and, you know, get y'all's take on it too, because we got the Patreon listening to us and watching. How do you pick that? How do you consider that core group of people? Like, I don't know if everybody's like it, because it's a little different out here. How do you choose that core group? Because I know it's a lot of times it can be different, like in, like, where we at in California, in LA, in this whole entertainment business. Mm-hmm. Versus if I was still living in Kentucky, it would just be my core group of friends. We all, it's a different mindset. However, at the same time, everybody's still doing their own thing. Like, I always got inspired from my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was, like, early on, when it was just, like, me, Bishop, and BJ.
Uh-huh.
Like, Bishop done owned a house. He's always owned a house since he was, like, 12 years old or something. Like, he's always had that. And I was just like, that always inspired me. You know, BJ shortly followed. But even out here, it's like I get inspired from the people that I'm around. So I have friends that I will consider like family, but I will never do business with them because of their,
uh-huh.
their, you know, taxes. However, I do have business associates that have become friends. And, you know, that's like how I, okay, these are people, because I need to see that.
Uh-huh.
You know, just for me personally, that's just what I need to be around.
For me, it's a little more, it's trickier for me. I have been in the entertainment industry now for 15 years. And early on in my career, I had access to or close proximity to people who were extremely famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like early in my career, my first job out here in Los Angeles, my first scene that was ever put on television was with John Stamos, right? Yeah. Uncle Jesse from Full House. So I was working with mega stars, right? And not like, it ain't like people were like, yo, tell John Stamos, give him my number, give him my mixtape. It wasn't like that. That was the life that I was living. But for me early on, it became very important to me to make sure that whoever I was aligned with was not trying to exploit my relationships with the people that I was in close proximity mm-hmm. to.
We've encountered that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we did. We encountered, like, that very quickly.
Personally, we've encountered that. It's like, yeah.
And I have friends that started, you talking about, you know, started from the bottom, now we're here. I've had friends that started with me in the, like, who are you, nobody knows who you are type mm-hmm. of thing, that are now extremely recognizable, that are famous. The Yvonne Orgies of the world, the Breisha Webbs of the world. I have, the list goes on and on of people who, folk, I started with them before they had any type of, what is it? It's not recognizability. That's too many pieces of it. Recognition, something like that. Yeah. Before people were able to recognize them. Yeah. And I don't want our friendship to change by them feeling like I'm ever misusing our friendship for other, for my own personal gain, right? So, yes, that's the easiest way to put it, Shantae, before they blew up. That's, I don't know why I just didn't put it the way that we would say. So, my core group, there has to be a lot of trust in my core group. Mm-hmm. Of, you know what it is. Our friendship is the same regardless of whether or not I know all these people, or regardless of whether or not I have a nicer house. Regardless of all of that, I need to know that our friendship remains the same. Our friendship is about how we treat each other, not about who I know or what I have access to.
Right.
Right. And so that is a little bit harder. That's why it's hard to make new friends. Because it's just like, you want to trust the good in people, but you're also just like, but are you putting on a show? And I'm not, and like I said, I don't feel as if I'm approached a lot by people that are just like, can you? Now, mind you, I have friends that have been my friends and like beside me for a while that will dare ask for stuff. Yo, because everybody right now loves Tabitha Brown. Who doesn't love Tabitha Brown? She's the best. So I've had a couple people be like, listen. If you could have Tab, if she could say happy birthday. And I have no problem being like, absolutely not. No, I won't. Yeah. They're like, I'm like, or I'll be like, you know what I can do? I'm going to send you her cameo. She only charges $750 to give you a birthday video. You go ahead and drop that on your Amex, and there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Have at it. People do that with me to Angel. They'll be like, quick, hey, Marcus, you think your wife could? I'm the wrong one. And it'd be people we've known. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And I tell Angel, hey, by the way, so-and-so asked me this. Oh, no.
No, she's not doing that. No. Yeah. No. And so that, like, but I also know those people, when I tell them no, they know my no is no. There's no like judgment on it. Like, Angel, they're just like, all right, I tried. Yeah. Listen, I tried.
Yeah, all I could do was ask. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. We still, ain't nothing changed with us.
Exactly. Ain't not a bit of, ain't nothing changed in our friendship. But I'm very weary. And I don't feel as though I am anywhere near that place where I feel like I have to be guarded. Now, we don't allow people to bring folks to our house that we don't know. One, because we have children. That's really what it is. It has nothing to do with me thinking that I've achieved some level of notoriety that people can't know about my house. I mean, no, I don't want strangers in my house, but... Yeah.
No, I just don't trust people. This was years ago. They'd be like, oh, my friend, so-and-so, we've been talking... Nah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Can I bring... Nah, you can't. You remember you met... what's his face? We was at the thing. And that's who I was with. Okay. The event starts at 6. Don't bring him.
Don't bring him. And, but that is also... Yeah, like I said, we have kids. And then also, you really don't know people. And like... Especially if it's not somebody that person has a long history with. Like, if it's the person, maybe, and this ain't always the case, if it's the person that you grew up with and they were in town visiting you and you don't have no place to drop them off at while you come to my thing, maybe. But if it's like, Oh,
which we've
man.
Done a few times.
We met in acting class a year ago. Well, no, they're not coming over here. So having friends that understand that is just really big for me. But I do agree with you on being inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, and like all the people you name, none of them are in the same field as you. And I would say I feel kind of the same way. It's not that they have to be in the same field as me.
Right.
I actually enjoy when people aren't. Because a lot of my friends are industry friends. And I know I just said that as if that exhausted me. Because it can be exhausting. So it is nice. Like I do like to tap in to my friends that aren't influencers, that aren't comedians, that aren't actors. Because it helps ground me in a place of, my job is no more important mm-hmm. than anybody else's job. My friend who is a teacher, her job and my job, maybe our description of our job and the pay of our job is different, but the work that we're doing isn't, well, actually their work is more important. But no, our work is both important. So it is nice to be grounded because sometimes with people getting to know you, if you don't have a level hit on yourself, you can start thinking like, well,
yeah, nah,
I do this.
Yeah, no, I definitely, it's like, I have friends out here, like my friend Lee, we used to be somewhat in the same kind of career. Like yeah. we both dealt with electricity. He dealt with power. I deal with electricity. That's how we like kind of clicked. And we have a lot of things in common. But now that I'm an influencer, like Aleem, he's always had a strong hustle about him. Like mm-hmm. he's always looking for the next successful thing.
Mm-hmm. And one of the successful things we want to talk about is Love Every. They are our final ad for today's episode. And I can't tell you how much my son Amar loves Love Every. You know, as your children grow, especially the younger ones, their brains are growing rapidly. Their skill sets are growing rapidly. And what they need to be learning is always changing. So when you're buying toys, it's some, you know how when you go to the store, they'll have like, this toy is great for someone who's 0 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 to 9 months, yada, yada, yada. Eventually, you just like, oh, dang it. I got to be at the store every couple of months. Well, Love Every takes all of that out of the mix. And what they do is they create play kits that are designed by experts for your child's developing brain. So as your child grows, they are sending you the appropriate toys for that stage in your child's life. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage. So they have the right toys for the right time with new play kits delivered every few months that grow with your child. Come on, you ain't even got to go to the store. Play kits come with unique, one-of-a-kind activities, play things that are built to endure plenty of play. I'm talking about solid wood toys. They have the one that Amar loved, and hell, the twins loved it too. I was like, this is not for y'all. It was like wooden shapes that go inside wooden shapes. So it's the outline of the wooden shape. And then you can put the mm-hmm. shape inside of it. So adorable. These are not some little plastic things that are just going to break because your child is a rough and tumble type of child like Amarius. And each kid comes with a play guide that is packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do-it-yourself home activities your kids will love. There is one that we have that also has involves like water play. It's like a cup and another situation. It's hard for me to describe. But as much as I don't like water in my house, being able to take that outside and have Amar do water play. Like I feel like that's the reason why he can drink out of a regular cup so well. Is mm-hmm. the fact that he now knows how to manipulate when liquid is in an open surface. There's another one, too, that's a flashlight. Now, I don't know why kids be loving flashlights so much.
Yeah, they do.
But it's a cute little flashlight that's all his. So take the guesswork out of your child's play. Choose Love Every today and get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/argue.
Argue.
That is love, and I'm going to spell it out, L-O-V-E. V-E-R-Y. So it's like Love and Every smushed together, and they share that last and first E. .com/argue for free shipping. Sorry. Yeah. LoveEvery.com/argue. /argue. And what's so dope, this just gave me a great idea. I'm so sorry. We have so many friends that are having babies. I think this is going to be a really good baby shower gift for them to be able to have the toys that are... So even if you don't have a child at this stage, you can get this as a good old baby shower gift or birthday gift for a little one-year-old. We thank Love Every for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Love Every.
Okay.
So, no, back to what I was saying, it's like, I've always had friends, like, even out here, the people that we hung around for the longest, nobody did or knew, understood exactly what I did, but even seeing them and their drive, like, on the entertainment side, is like, that was also always inspiring to me. It's like, all right, let me keep pushing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my career, that helped me keep my hustle up when I was doing my 9-to-5. Now that I'm away from that, even my other friends, like I was talking about Aleem, is like, he's into real estate. Me and him went looking at houses one day, talking about what he could do to fix it up and what we could do physically ourselves instead of hiring people. So I like being around people like that. As much as of a introvert as I am, I still feed off of other people's hustle, I guess. Mm-hmm. The hustle that they have about them. But that's how I choose, like, their core group. It's like I have people that I associate with, but I also have people that I consider, like, okay, this is my crew. These are people I can bounce ideas off of that'll throw stuff back at me that I need to hear. I do that a lot with our friend Denora. We like bouncing ideas off of each other. And I think it's one of those things where I've heard even celebrities. I talked about this before, I think, on the podcast. I was reading an article, and I think it was Will Smith and Tyrese, I think, and they had both just done like two big movies. And when you get groups of people, that's why I like people, a lot of groups of people, famous people, know each other from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Because they are, it's called a vibing or whatever. You know, you always hear people talking about vibing, and it's true. It's like when you have that group of people and everybody's doing something different in one goal to succeed, if you're in the same circle with them, you feed off them, their energy. It's one of those things. And when you start talking, you're helping each other grow. It was a book I was reading, and it talked about, I think it was Wrigley, the dude that came out with Wrigley's Spearmint, Hertz, the person that started that. It was like three or four others, and all of these people, they all knew each other when they were first starting their businesses. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up, you know, being some of the most successful people that the world has known. Mm-hmm. You know, Hertz started off, it was a taxi cab company. And now it's one of the biggest rental companies that you could rent a car from.
Yeah.
And the same thing, I think it may have been Henry Ford may have been one of those people in that group. It was like, and they were all, they friends, they knew each other. I think it was five of them. Only three, I think only two or three of them only had college, didn't even have college degrees.
Uh-huh.
Only the other two did, but they would get together, they would vibe, and that was their core group that they would bounce ideas off each other, and they just elevated themselves by doing that.
While vibing, I do think it's huge, because I feel like that is what I do have with Denora and Brescia and with Nina a lot. We vibe a lot. I think probably at the two top things, though, for me are we have to have similar moral sets, like similar moral basis, and you have to be willing to have fun with me. Like,
mm-hmm.
I need someone, if you're going to be my friend, you have to be down to have fun with me. I'm not saying that fun has to look a certain way, but afterwards I have to be like, that was enjoyable.
Yeah.
That was fun. Like, if I start to feel drained by you, I have to push you out of my inner circle. And there are people who are energy suckers. They just pull it out. They just...
I can't think of a quicker way for you to not ever hear from me.
Yes.
I have people like that that I know and I love them, but I'm like,
I can't. When
Thanksgiving and Christmas and birthday, you will hear from me.
It's so much. It's so much. Like, I need good vibes. I need to have a good time. This doesn't mean that we can't go through rough times. Like, I can't be there with you during rough times, or I can't be there with you when things are just awry. But if we don't have that basis of we have fun together, I can't do it. And I'm here for it. I have deep conversations with so many of my friends, right? There's a lot. We can do soul searching conversations. We can have in-depth conversations on politics and social activism, on just a lot of things that, like, actually a lot of people don't have somebody that can really bounce ideas off of when it comes to that. But if the basis of our friendship ain't me laughing or you laughing or us laughing together, I want it.
Yeah.
I just
don't. That's a fact.
Yes. You got to have a little bit of a twerking spirit. Just a little. You ain't got to twerk as much as me. Me and Quinn have so much fun together because anytime me and Quinn have have an accomplishment, like if something great happens for the other person, we send the person a congratulatory twerk video. I have been upside down in my bathroom twerking in a handstand because of Quinn booking Tyler Perry shows. Absolutely.
On a tripod.
Yes, absolutely. Quinn has made it clap for me. Round of applause for bookings that I've gotten. And that's huge. That's like I want to have fun as we travel on this road, because what I recognize, especially now that I'm about to turn 41, life is getting shorter and shorter. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to spend my days depleted because you can't have fun. I just don't want it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for people who don't realize.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like I know people, like I said, I know people that can be draining, but I can't, like me being an introvert, that's one of the things. It's like I can't take for people to drain me. I need when I am around people, I need energy to be spewed out. Positive energy, fun energy. I ain't walk around twerking, but I love having fun with people that I'm around.
Yeah.
Like, we can't sit around and laugh and joke. Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. That's probably why we have gotten along so well with the Fredericks family. Mm-hmm. Is that they definitely love to have a good time.
Yeah.
They definitely, at the core of them, they love to laugh.
Yeah.
As much as Melissa loves a good serious conversation, like I said, I can go there with you. As long as we can come back to laughing eventually, I can go there. And that is something that is just.
Yeah. And it's also comforting to be around people that are comfortable with you being you.
Say it again, baby.
Like, yeah, I'm going to say it one more time.
Uh-huh.
It's a great thing to be around with people that are comfortable with you being you.
Yeah.
Because I'm only going to be me.
Marcus and I've crossed paths. Nothing else.
I cross paths with people that can't take me, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Don't take me away from me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change. I'm not going to do anything to try to make you comfortable. If I need to do that, then that's too draining for me.
Yeah.
I tend to be a genuine person, and I love people.
Mm-hmm.
But if people, just going through the Rolodex of people. I'm like,
you
got to let me be me. I'm going to let you be you.
I definitely don't like to be uncomfortable in my own skin because I like me. I don't dislike myself. There are things I want to improve on, but to be honest, Angel likes Angel. And I don't want anybody to make me feel as though I shouldn't like myself. Right. Yeah, you can help push me to be a better version of myself, but don't have me thinking that this version of myself is not good enough to be able to live out her best life.
Yeah. And that's actually, I was having this conversation with Angel a little while ago. But it's one of those things is where, like, I, as much of a jerk and an asshole as I tend to be sometimes, I do care about people. Mm-hmm. And one of those things is I don't like for people to be uncomfortable around me. Mm-hmm. Like, I care enough to be like, something I'm doing is making you uncomfortable. You seem uncomfortable around me. I'd rather not be around you then. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's something for you or maybe something I'm doing, but you seem uncomfortable around me. So I'm going to push away. But I was telling Angel, it's like, I'm, at this point of my life, I'm no longer like we was talking about draining people that are draining. I no longer will put myself in uncomfortable situations on purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm beyond that. Like, if it's people, it's like, oh, we got to go over here because it's like, you know what? No, I'm not going.
Mm-mm, he ain't gonna go.
I'm not going. If it's a certain type of energy that I'm not 100% with, I'm good.
He's not gonna do it.
If it's business, that's one thing. It's like, all right, let's handle business. Let's do that. This is bettering both parties. Let's do it. But if it's just like leisure time, it's like, nope.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have enough friends. I have my friends. I love my friends. I don't need new ones, especially if it's gonna be this, you know, some type of energy. And people do that a lot. It's like, I've been around people. I've been around long enough. I'm sure a lot of y'all have too. To where it's like you can leave a situation and like everybody's talking about this person or that person or this is wrong or arguing. It's like, hold on. No. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. I can have disagreements with friends all day, but I refuse to be around people that I can't completely vibe in jail with.
Yeah. No, I feel like you.
I can't. I'm past that.
I feel you.
Like you said, life is too short.
What'd my baby say? What'd he say? That's what I was thinking about, having fun with people. Me and Tora. Tora just left her and her husband, who are good friends of ours. Me and Tora.
That's our the godparents to our kids.
Me and Tora have a blast just people watching and
hey,
laughing.
You really do.
I mean, cackling. Like, what?
They can sit out in front of, in public on a bench, and you can hear these fools 200 yards away.
We have such a good time. We do. We do. We do. We do. So, yeah, that's how I choose my core, and the rest will have to be associates. And ain't nothing bad with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So we are going to go ahead and close out this episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? We want to thank our sponsors.
Stamps.
Uh-huh.
Every Plate.
And love every. Look at that. We got all these everys up in here.
I was about to mess it all up.
Love every plate. Every plate. Yeah, we thank them. We want to thank our Patreon. There was like 230 in here at one point in time watching this. Thank you guys for watching. Again, you can join our Patreon for the low of $5 at www.patreon.com/ that chick angel. It's my birthday month coming up starting tomorrow. And I think y'all about to get a lot of content.
Hey.
Because I got vlog footage stacked up, racked up. So y'all about to get we about to vomit content all over this daggone channel.
Everywhere.
We will be taking off in a week. Let me just let y'all know when so that you all don't think, oh no, we forgot. You will get my birthday podcast next week. And then for our anniversary week, which is the following week, our podcast will be dark. So just know we didn't forget about you. We just decided not to talk to y'all. Because we will be on vacation. So until next time, you guys be blessed and we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.